Now, in Afghanistan, the talks on power sharing between rival presidential candidates Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani have collapsed. One of Abdullah's vice presidential running mates said that the two sides could not agree on the powers of the chief executive. He added that the political process is now at a stalemate and they don't see any way out. Government officials and diplomats are concerned that the impasse could lead to conflict along ethnic lines on top of the insurgency. Under the terms of the deal agreed during U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's visit in July, the chief executive would share control with the president over some key decisions. The other candidate, Ashraf Ghani, has said the language of the document signed during Kerry's visit was ambiguous. The breakdown in negotiations comes days after Abdullah's team walked out of a UN audit to vote, saying they were dissatisfied with the way that fraudulent votes were being handled. To get an update, let's speak to our correspondent Faiz Khorshid, who joins us on the line from Kabul. Now, Faiz, first of all, tell us a bit more about these talks and what led to their collapse.
Well, it's no more a technical dispute, Cammy. It's a political one now. And as you mentioned, both candidates signed an agreement that the winner of the recount would be the president of this country and the loser would be appointed as chief executive of the next government, again by the winner. And it has been agreed by both Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah. But now it's only the power sharing that has led Abdullah Abdullah to pull out of the process. And those are the powers of the next unity government. Abdullah believes that he would not be the winner of the recount, and the recount in Arden process still continues. It may end in the next 4 days. It has been announced by the United Nations office in Afghanistan, and Abdullah wants more powers for the chief executive of the next government, but it has not been accepted by Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai, and it has prompted Abdullah Abdullah in his camp to stop the negotiations in talks with Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai, and it's used to be a big setback in the election process. And today, Abdullah's spokesperson has announced that if their demands are not accepted in the next 24 hours, they will fully pull out from the election process and they would stage protests on the streets of the country.
Right. Now, Faiz, what can be done to basically end this deadlock? Do we need another visit by John Kerry?
Well, it's too hard to say this at this stage. Both sides have their own problems and their own announcements. If you talk with Abdullah Abdullah, he would tell you that there was massive fraud in the runoff vote, and the election officials, people inside the government, have rigged the vote in favor of his rival, Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai. So he's not going to accept the final outcome of the recount unless there is full recount and a very clean auditing process. But Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai says that there is no need for another visit of John Kerry to Kabul and to mediate between both camps, because he believes that the recount would end under the supervision of the United Nations and he would be the winner.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on the situation. There are correspondent Faiz Khorshid reporting with the very latest from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Faiz, thanks very much indeed.